Welcome back to another empowering episode of the Level Up and Live podcast. I'm your host, Sean Myers, joined by my co-host, Ewan Heinemeier. And today, we're diving deep into a transformational concept that could reshape the very core of how you approach life. It's time to stop fixating on doing and start embracing the power of being. In this episode, we'll unravel the untold secret behind the paradigm shift from mindfulness to authenticity. We'll explore how cultivating a state of being can revolutionize your success, relationships, and overall being.
Doing versus being. You have to stick with us on this episode because we're going to say some things that I know I would have shut off in the past. And that's the very thing I should have been listening to. Right, I'm a doer. I'm an achiever. I like to win. And I know checking boxes makes me excited. And it feels like I'm going somewhere. But I know it doesn't lead to a place of, there's a version. I mean, it doesn't lead to a place of peace, freedom, tranquility, a place of introspection. And you need those things to be able to achieve more. So I'm caught in between checking the boxes and then thinking to myself, I need to actually slow down and stop doing so that I can process all that's going on. And in doing so, I can level up, become the next version of myself that's elevated, that's been digging into and processing the things that I've been absorbing. Hang with us on this episode. I'm going to say it again because this might be one of the most important ones that we've done. Sean, I'd like to hear your part on this because as we're preparing for this, we're discussing kind of the points we're going to be going over. And you've really honed this skill. Like I go all the time. Like it's just in my nature. But you might have at some point been like that, but I know now, like you use the word bliss on Sunday. It's like actually a state that you have like scheduled to get into is a state of bliss on Sunday. I don't even understand what that is, to be honest. But yeah, just hit us with that explanation. Then we're going to get into five key points that will help me and Sean, you and the audience listening. It's going to help everyone that you, this is not a game you win. This is something you continually do for the rest of your life. And it just keeps elevating you. So if you feel like you're plateauing, you're not getting where you want to go, this right here, if you're wanting to check out, don't, because this is the key to the prison that you're in. And so let's dig in. Sean, what is bliss on Sundays?
Yeah, man, that's funny that you say that and you point that out. And so when I speak of those words, bliss, joy, happiness, right? When that comes out of my tongue, I feel it in my heart and soul. Like one of my core values is being authentic. And so when we're talking about stop doing and start being, right? It's like, the question that I continually ask myself, who do I want to become? How do I want to live my life? What do I want my life to look like? Well, I want my life. I want my being. I want my feeling. I want to smell. I want to show up every single day in bliss and happiness and joy. Now, is that going to happen every single day? I'm an imperfect human being just like anybody. But when I use wordage like that, when I shift my focus to being and not doing, and so that's our tip number one, right? Is shift the focus of the mindset. I think too many, myself included, for the last 35 years of life, what does society sell us? What does school sell us? What does our friends, our family, our communities sit here and preach to us on the news? It's everywhere around us. And that answer is go to school, go to college, do this, this, and this, have the white picket fence, have the house, have the cars, have the watch, right? So what are you doing when society is sitting here forcing this down us? You're doing, right? You're not being, you're not able to slow down to go fast. And well, what is it that's really important to you, right? I had a coaching call a week ago and it was an aha moment with one of my coachees and it was so beautiful. This guy's 21 years of age. And when he did this core values exercise, when he slowed down to go fast and did this core values exercise and started shifting his focus, right, to because he was constantly caught up in the trap, Ewan, the relentless race, the relentless existing in the wheel, right? Got to go to work, got to hustle, got to grind, got to grit, and all that stuff. I'm not taking away from that because to a certain degree, you got to have it in a healthy version. But that's what society was selling them. You need to go work. You need to roll up your sleeves. You need to, and that's what you need to be focusing on is doing, 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 doing. Well, where is the time to be being, to going slow to go fast? And that's the mind shifts. That's the mindset shift. And that's what I was able to do with him is slow him down. Hey, man, what is the core values? Look, what is dictating? What is driving your actions on what you're doing on a daily basis? And of course, his answer was, it's what my brothers want me to do. It's what my dad's telling me to do. It's what society's telling me to do. I need to do this, this, and this, and this because of the house, the mortgage, all this, right? That's external forces. That's doing. Sure, it'll get you to a certain degree, but it's going to get you to the opposite of bliss, joy, happiness, in my opinion. And that's what happened to me. And so when he slowed down to do the core values exercise, and I had that next call with him, it was like I was talking to another human being. It was like I was talking to an optimal version of this human being because it was a wake-up call once he started seeing his core values. And what I had asked him, his number one core value, Ewan, was freedom. And because he shifted that focus and realized that, oh my gosh, freedom is not aligned with my actions. Because he was a business owner, but he's actually doing the work. So he was a technician. So he wasn't free to do the things that he enjoyed doing. He got a mortgage on his house. Well, are you free? Are you really free if you have a mortgage on your house? No, you're not. Because you feel like you have to go to work. So having these conversations with him, if somebody would have had that before you get a mortgage, before you go get that car note, that $1,500 car note, before you start putting the charges on your credit cards, because you decided to shift the focus to being and not doing and not just doing because that's what society wants you to do and it's aligned with your values and your beliefs, holy cow, baby, level up and live.
It's like the equation is backwards because I'm hearing there, he's doing to be free in like future tense. I'm going to be free if I do these things. But that is an impossible thing to get a hold of because there's just no. There's no and not no. If you're not free now, how are you ever going to obtain it, right? So freedom, being versus doing, you can do the things to be free or you could be free right now by connecting with your values. You said it. I mean, he shifted immediately. It wasn't like something off into the future. Once you've checked all the boxes, he could then be free. He did the core, the internal work, not the external getting, and he shifted his focus. He shifted it, and it's immediate. It's immediate.
Yeah.
And you'll feel it in your soul when you find that one value or a few of those values versus, oh, let me achieve these things. Let me do check boxes. Yeah, I could hear that he got that. And he's 20. You said he's 21. So it's not like a maturity thing. It's not like you have to be a certain age. Oh, well, you'll be wiser and you'll understand that when you're older. Man, that's very cool, man. And to jump into that, so point number two is to practice mindfulness. This is where a lot of people check out. Oh, mindfulness. See ya. I'm done. But people don't understand the power, the importance of mindfulness. Because if there's something continuously going on, if you're constantly busy doing and not being, You can't think about what it is that you might want to have. I think that's why we're disconnected from our values because we're too busy doing stuff to stop and think, well, what's actually important to me? So practicing mindfulness is not some Eastern, woo-woo, intangible thing. Mindfulness is thinking about yourself and what's important to you. And that's a skill. Honestly, it's a skill because there's so many distractions right now that it's very difficult to be mindful. Do you still meditate or do you, because there's the official meditating, okay, I'm going to do a 20-minute breathing session or mindfulness session. And then there's just being in wilderness, just going for a walk. Like how do you get yours?
Yeah, for me. So before I started running, which was about 12 to 18 months ago, I would practice meditation. I would practice meditation and connect spiritually, right? Concentrate on my breath, concentrate on my goals, beliefs, vision, right? Really use that downtime, that 5-10 minutes. I tried it for the longest time, and to a certain degree, it works for me. And, you know, obviously there's benefits to it. And the biggest takeaway that I've gotten from meditation is that it slows you down, right? It allows you to connect with your inner self, right? Your deeper spiritual, whatever that is, right? You're going to have a bunch of, for me, it's like, I have a bunch of thoughts, I have a bunch of ideas, and all these things start popping up in this 5 or 10 minutes. I'm like, well, I want to go write this down, right? Because it's typically aligned with something that gets me excited. And the key takeaway here is when I was doing that, it allowed me, Ewan, I slowed down, right? Enough to, and that's what meditation did for me, is it slowed down. Because in the past, and I know a lot of our friends, business owners, people listening to this, I don't have time, right? That's the number one excuse that I hear is I don't have time. Well, you'll either make time if it's a priority to you, or you won't, right? And you'll have to, you'll be forced to in the future with going to doctor visits or counselors or therapists. And for me, that was, I'm 37 and I was forced, right, to look into this because I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
At least the burnout. At least the burnout, right? Because if you're not mindfulness, which requires slowing down to take a moment, if you're constantly going, well, when do you ever get to, the body is kind of crude, but it's a battery, right? And you get X amount of energy. It doesn't have an endless supply of energy. We know that for a fact. That's why we got to sleep so we can recoup. And it's no different with the mind. If we don't stop to let it be, then it's always on. And that leads to continuous burnout. And that gets harder and harder and worse as you get older. You can handle it in your 20s, 30s. And I think that's why for most people, it's kind of, some people say a midlife crisis, but when you get to, let's say 40s, late 30s, early 40s, people start to feel it, man, because you can't sustain that in this kind of society. And you see, you speak to a lot of people that age and older, you see them chill out more. They relax. They're way more chill. Like they realize, oh, things aren't as important. I don't actually care what anybody thinks because I've realized it's not important. And I wonder if there's something to do with that. But man, if I could talk to, and one of the reasons we started doing this was like, we didn't have people there to tell us that when we were younger and we wish that we had. And if I could, I wonder if I talked to myself like, hey, slow down. I wonder if I would listen. And any young people listening now, can they start to absorb this? And I think the fear is if they're not doing, how are they ever going to be achieving and get to where it is that they want to go, but they have not connected yet, that it is within the slowing down and mindfulness that they'll achieve 10x because they're going to become the person. They're not going to be doing things because doing things is just doing stuff. You're going to be checking the boxes, but becoming someone else, it allows you to 10x, allows you to create leverage in your life. And so being, it's so important. Like the focus needs to be on this in everybody's life in all areas, to be honest. I mean, it's that important. Do you resonate with that?
I do. And it makes me think of one of my recent newest coaching clients. One of the things that she was struggling, she has 4 kids. She runs a business. She's been through obstacles, challenges, struggles, right, over the last several years. And she's continuing to just dig her way, right? Just dig, man. You can just, you know, when you talk to somebody, you can feel it, right? Just digging. And I resonate so much with that because that was me for the longest time. It's like, just digging, right? And I was like, man, there's got to be a bigger picture here. There's got to be a bigger purpose. And I don't want to just feel like I'm on the hamster wheel of life. And so one of the things that we had talked about on the first couple calls was the difference between me and her, like, and I asked her, I said, hey, we have the same amount of time during the day, right? We have 24 hours. I said, what do you think the difference is between me and you? And she goes, you know, she had named a couple things. And I said, one of the things that you didn't mention was how much time do you spend on reflection and mindfulness for yourself? And she said, you could tell there was a quiet, it was silence, it was crickets, zero time. She was too busy filling everybody else's tank, filling her kids, filling her customers, filling her family, filling her parents, filling her communities. and she had nothing left. And this wasn't a 40, 50, 60 year old. This was a lady in her early 30s, right? What happens in 40s and 50s and 60s? And when she had that aha moment, hey, I'm not asking you to spend 12 hours a day. How about 5 minutes? And then that 5 minutes, when you reflect and you ask yourself the questions and you're mindful about aligning with your actions and your values, that's how you 10X everything around you, your business, your kids. You show up and you're being, and who you're being, you become the optimal version for those kids. If not, then you just keep spiraling down.
Man, as you're listing all the tanks that she's filling, I'm just hearing that is what we just talked about, burnout. That is heading, because if you're constantly filling up those tanks and you're not filling yours, well, what's going to be left in your tank? At some point, nothing. You have nothing left to give. And so then you end up impacting all of those other tanks that you were trying to fill. Now they're all depleting because you got nothing left to give them. And so now she's totally burned, and they're going to eventually be burned because no one has any energy anywhere. All right. And so it's almost a formula. And to me, this slides totally into point three. So we talked about shifting the focus into doing, into being. We talked about practicing mindfulness, right? Because being mindful, again, so easy to switch off when I hear that word. I still feel it, but I know it's so important. It's such a huge key. One of the practical tools here to check in with yourself is practicing reflecting on your values, right? That's point three. When you know what your values are, it's your North Star. If you have taken the time to slow down and figure out what your values are, it will always be an indicator. If you're feeling off, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling that kind of the edgy kind of feel, ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Is this aligned with my values? And what are my values? Oh, it's this. It's not aligned with that. That's why I'm feeling this way. When you're aligned with your values, you're filling the tank almost, you're on repeat. It's almost constantly full when you're in alignment with your values. You have constant energy.
Yes.
When it's aligned with your values. When it's not, you're starting to deplete. You've unleashed the tap and it starts to drain out. And a lot of people, and this is me, I remember you asked like, hey, what's your values? Like, oh yeah, I got values. And you're like, oh, what are they? And be like, well, they are, well, you know, love, you know, love's a value.
I remember that. I remember
so
that.
So really, did I know my values? No. And so the reason I say this, I was coaching, as a coach client, and I asked him, I was like, so what's your values? And he's like, and I said, do you know him? He's like, oh yeah, I know my values. Like, what are they? He's like, well, if you give me a paper and pen, I could write them down for you. And I was like, I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly what you mean. Like, you know what they are in your core. Of course you do, because we all have values.
Yes.
We have them, but can you spit them out on repeat? When you're in a difficult moment, can you rely on what those are because you spent the time to connect with them and align with them immediately? Or is it some foggy, in the distance, hazy idea of what your values are and you're not 100% sure? And if you're not sure on something, you can't lean on that to help you out in a difficult situation where you're burning all the energy, the tank is draining, right? So it to slow down to get your values, right? Being mindful can help you lead to get to your values. And maybe if you're listening to this, DM us, you can send them that link. I don't know who created that values. Yeah. Deal,
exercise.
But yeah, I think you know, if anybody wants that, it's a huge, huge deal. But yeah, what would you add on to that on the value side, because it's such a big deal for you?
Yeah, the first thing that pops in my mind is like, if I'm listening to this, right, whether in my teens or 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, I know we got an array of different age groups listening to this. But if I'm listening to this and maybe I don't take action now, maybe I don't start doing some of these things now, but if you are listening to this and you're like, dude, that's me, I resonate, I'm leaning in. One of the number one things that I would have probably not done is after listening to this audio, I would have went back to life. I would have went back to what it is, the existing, the familiar, what society's telling me, right? Because I'm listening to this audio, we all know how it is. You're feeling good. You're probably on the treadmill, in the car, whatever it may be. And then you get done and then somebody cuts you off and then somebody, you know, you get a phone call and then life happens, right? The external forces. Here's the beautiful thing. When you do the work, when you slow down and you stop, take 5 minutes, just like I did my coaching client, 10 minutes, and you reflect and you do a core value exercise, And you will have, trust me, you will have these aha moments where you're like, holy cow. And you're either going to be super upset of not doing this earlier.
Yes.
Right. And that's probably what's going to happen. That was me. I'm like, why is this not taught in schools? Why are we not taught this in high school? Why are we not doing core value exercises?
It is the beginning of everything.
Yes, it is. Right. And we talked about it with your kids, like doing it with your kids at 8, 9, 10, 11 years of age. You know, somebody may be saying, well, the kids don't understand. Well, do they?
They do. Right?
Just because you don't understand doesn't mean they don't understand. Right. And so by showing up, by doing these exercises over and we don't just do core values exercise once. We consistently look at it. I look at it on my sheet of paper every single morning. Is my actions, is my what I'm doing, who I'm wanting to become, aligning with these values.
Well, you talked about your coaching client. He said freedom was valuable to him. And so here's a practical kind of example, right? So he's doing his thing, hustling, grinding, trying to check the boxes, doing. Yep. And then when you're doing that, it's not going to lead you. It never has and it never will for anybody. It might for a short period of time, but at some point it will just not. He's realizing doing all these things. And if he was to check his values, am I free right now? No. Okay. Stop doing that and go start being free. Well, what would make me free? Well, I'd have to do
this.
So this is not about do it. This is not about not doing. This is about actually doing way, way, way more, but doing it under the circumstances where you have even more energy because you're aligned with your values. So when he's free doing those things, the feeling free doing those things, he's going to do inconceivably more.
100%. Yeah. And now he's mindful of it, right? Now he's gone slow to go fast and he's embraced that stillness, which leads into our
point,
which leads into our fourth tip, right? Which is my favorite word. I told you this before the podcast episode this today is solitude. That's become one of my favorite words. When you hear solitude, right? It's kind of frowned upon, like being lonely and being by yourself and being, you know, not around other people. And sure, that has its time and place, but it's like you said before the podcast today, when you're in solitude, one of the things that allows you to do, and you do this work that, let's be honest, like I don't love doing these exercises that take me an hour long, but I love the progress. I love the results. I love who I'm becoming, the being, right? Who I want to become. I love to see the progress because we're human beings. And this is just 10X in me to get there, right? And so when I am in solitude, I make sure I use that quality time to do the work, whether that's 5 minutes, 15 minutes. And if you're listening to this, you're maybe thinking, well, I don't have 15 minutes, right? That's probably a whole other episode.
You go to the homepage on your phone and swipe to the left and see how long you were on Facebook, YouTube, you know, whatever the TikTok.
Exactly. That's probably for a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got bigger problems if you can't find 15 minutes, right? And so my point is we all have 5 minutes, 10 minutes in a day where we can do something in solitude, right? And work on ourselves. And then what you're going to find, you're going to see that 1%. You're going to see that progress of becoming the best version of yourself, the optimal version of yourself. Then your kids, your family, your community is going to be like, who is this person? And then it's going to be so addictive and you're going to continue to want to level up and live in this solitude. And now you're spending and you're reflecting back 5, 10, 15 minutes. Now you're spending an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours in solitude. And you just keep raising the baseline in this optimal version of journey of becoming the best version of yourself. And it's such a beautiful journey.
It is. And I think in today's culture and with constant distraction, it's harder than ever to be still because it's you're constantly getting pulled, like just the phone. I mean, you just stop right there, never mind all the other things. And so it's a skill to be solitude, to be still. It's a muscle. Like it's going to be probably very difficult if you haven't done it in a while because your brain is conditioned to constantly be checking, constantly be looking, constantly be doing. If you're not busy, that's a problem. And if you can't be in solitude or still for very long, that's a really good indicator. You've got some work to do and the payoff will be so worth it on how you're going to feel and be. Just be at peace, right? The peace that you're going to get from it, the freedom to slow it down as opposed to the constant doing. So don't give up on it if you start, right? If when you feel like, oh, 5 minutes in, I gotta go check something. I gotta go do something. And if you don't like being alone, that's an indicator right there. There's some work to do, you know, because you don't like being alone with who? Yourself, right? Like, what is the issue there? And there's work to be done. And it doesn't have to be that way. There just has to be something to be looked at, and then some resolution to that too.
So that was me, man. I didn't want to be alone. Real quick note, and I know we're wrapped for time, but I didn't want to be alone. That for several years, like I was always texting my wife, calling my wife, and whatever it may be, I was just like, I wanted to call a friend. I wanted to be by somebody. What I was doing is I was sweeping these emotions, these issues that I didn't address in my life under the rug, right? And I was just numbing it with surrounding myself with people. And when you're in solitude, you'll get a rude awakening. You'll get a wake up call, right? Because you're going to be real honest with yourself. You're going to ask yourself the questions, doing these core values exercises. But that's where the magic happens, is behind the scenes, right? Just like
once you get okay with being alone, you're like, I don't even want to be around people anymore.
That's so true, bro. I'm like, man.
But here's the thing, when you do show up around people, they get all of you, the best of you. Right. And then people want to be around you even more. And you're like, well, hold up. I need to go get my solitude to come back. But it's a great thing to be and do, because that's the natural flow of it. You know what I mean? And man, that rolls perfectly into prioritizing relationships, right? You can't be all things to all people. And so you're going to have to be selective. Who do you want to be around? Right. Well, whoever you're around, you're going to become like. And whoever you're around, they're going to become like you as well, right? And there's always going to be that pool, one way or the other, whoever has the stronger pool. So I know for me, I'm going to be the person that's going to be, if it's an environment of negativity or it's not going to be positive, I'm not going that direction. I'm going to be the one that pulls them into positivity. That's always my goal. And so when I'm around people, I want to be around people who are already aligned with my mindset, right? Because that's just going to elevate us. Like when I'm around you and you're up here, oh man, I know that's a positive thing. I'm coming to it. And I know you're the same way. If I'm feeling that energy and I've got this thought process or mindset and I'm going this direction, you choose to come because you know it's going to take a good place. And we constantly level each other up, hence our mastermind group. How much is our mastermind group all leveled up just in the short period of time that we started this new one?
Like, dude.
Everybody's different.
Incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's different and it's beautiful. We're just beginning. P.S. There's some things to come. On that.
Now you got me excited. We need to keep extending this episode.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you know, I was going to say on prioritizing relationships, expectations as well. I think as long as you keep the focus on the expectations of yourself, right? Because you can only control who you're being. Can't control who other people are being. You cannot.
Yes, solid.
No matter how hard you try. In fact, the harder you try, the worse it's going to be. The negative, the opposite result of what it is that you want from trying to have other people be the way you want them to be. From the age of trying to get a two-month-old to be a certain way, or let's even say day one, you can't get a baby to do what you want them to do. So you can't get a 10-year-old. You can have them do the actions, but they're never going to be who you want them to be. They're going to be who they're going to be, and you're going to either drive them towards you or away from you by who you're going to be, right? So it's so important to be the person that people gravitate to, and that's relationship-based, right?
Dude, beautiful said. I don't need to say anything else, man. Mic drop. That was, I think that's a good one to end on.
Beautiful, man. Well, level up and live. Man, if you're listening to this, DM us, reach out to us. If you struggle with this, talk to us, ask a question. If you're looking for the values deal, DM us and we'll send that to you for free. So
absolutely. Level up and live.
Level up and live.
Ready to take the first step towards a more fulfilling existence? Then hit that subscribe button, leave us a review so you can help us impact more people. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who's ready to level up. Let's embark on this journey together.